All right. Is this thing on? Is this thing on? Welcome to the Start With Crash Podcast Show. I'm your host, Troy Williams. Back at it again. This is pod 194. We're getting to that 200 mark, aren't we? We're getting up there. We're getting up there, man. It's good to be back. Look, what's going on out there? What's going on? Let's get the shout-outs out the way. First of all, shout-out to all you who are listening still. You troopers. You real troopers out there. I'm going to call you my start from scratchers. My scratchers. That's the name of my fans. I'm going to call you guys my scratchers. Doesn't sound creepy at all. But no, yes. Shout-out to all the listeners, however you may be listening, whether on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Shout-out to Spotify and Anchor. Let's get the, what else we got? Follow us on Instagram, Start From Scratch Podcast, all one word, Start From Scratch Podcast, all one word. Like us, follow us, whatever you got to do. And then also, follow the YouTube page as well, Start From Scratch Podcast. And then you can follow me on Twitter because I do tweet sometimes. Sometimes it's @original_TB. That's @original_TB. I tweet some. It's been a hell of a week. We're already in April, pretty much. First quarter's out the way. You know, 9 more months to go. Okay, this is moving fast. Thank God. I want to get you a shout out to the man above. But thank God it is not raining today. It didn't rain yesterday. It didn't rain today. It's beautiful outside. If you didn't know, California, we've been having some atmospheric rivers. Okay, that's why I'm just gonna refer to. It's not rain anymore. They're atmospheric rivers. We had atmospheric rivers last couple of weeks, and so we finally got a break. At least in the Bay Area, we do. We got a break, and it is gorgeous outside. I went outside, shot some hoops. It's gorgeous. I love it. Okay, this is what California is supposed to feel like. All right, you know. I love it, man. What's been going on with me? Long story short, I was in Vegas last week. What was the occasion? My niece just moved out there. So went out to go see her. And then my nieces and nephews, they went to the Taylor Swift concert because they're Swifters. So you got your scratchers who listen to me, and then you got your Taylor Swift fans. They call them Swifters. They're Swifters. But they went to the Taylor Swift concert. It was two of my nieces and my nephew. Yes, my nephew. My nephew, he's in love with Taylor Swift. He's been loving her ever since he's been born, I guess. He loves it. I mean, they all love her. They all love her. And, so they went to the Taylor Swift concert. I didn't go. But like I said, out of the three of them who went to the concert, I think my nephew's the biggest fan. And when they got to the concert, Taylor Swift came out, and my niece was recording my nephew's reactions when Taylor Swift came out, or whatever he was doing, whatever song she was singing, and this guy is bawling his eyes out, like sobbing, like, oh my God, Taylor Swift, like little tears pouring down his eyes, okay, just tears. You would have thought Michael Jackson's on stage. That's the only person I'm passing out for crying like that if I see perform. Dead or Alive, the only person I'm passing out like that for is Michael. And Michael Jackson, you remember I told you a couple podcasts ago I had a dream? I went to a Michael Jackson concert. That's the only time I'm crying. But apparently Taylor Swift has this effect. Okay? And my niece recorded it. If you have TikTok, let me see. Hold on. One sec. If you do have TikTok, let me see if I can get her handle. It's in here somewhere. It is in here somewhere. Hold on. Where is it? Hold on. I'm gonna find it. Here we go. It's Ave Aaliyah. So AVAELIYAH. It's AVAE. LIYAH. That's her TikTok handle. You can go see it. Yeah, it's hilarious. I've watched it at least 1,000 times. and I'm looking at it right now, it has 20,000 likes. Bunch of comments. I mean, it pretty much went viral. Even Taylor Swift liked it on TikTok as well. And so you know, once that happened, I'm pretty sure he's still on cloud nine. But no, you got to go see the video. It's hilarious. Let me just play it real quick. This, my God, look at this guy. I can't believe you got to see this. You got to see this. I mean, like literal, like. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. He's literally so excited. Just so excited that he's just bawling his eyes out and crying. Shout out to Caleb, man. I love the guy. I know him. I'm related to him. But yeah, no. So we went out to Vegas, which is cool. I really didn't go too crazy in Vegas because I was actually working while I was out there. I didn't take any days off. I was there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or whatever. Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Didn't take any, obviously I didn't work the weekend, but yeah, I didn't take any work days off. But what else? Well, I went to Hell's Kitchen, which was cool. Finally went to Hell's Kitchen, you know, Gordon Ramsay's restaurant. You know, maybe you don't know, but you know, he has a cooking competition show on Fox, Hell's Kitchen. Went there. I mean, it was good. I can't complain. They had you got to try the beef Wellington. That was great. They have a lobster risotto. That was pretty good. It was okay. What else did I have? The food was great. If you're in Vegas or wherever other Hell's Kitchens are located, check it out. It wasn't bad. So yeah, so did that. Did a little gambling here and there, and then just came back home. But I will tell you this: Vegas is undefeated. Every time I come back from Vegas, I got to take like 2 days. It takes at least 2 days. To come back to reality, seriously, like physically and mentally, I need a couple days. Because not like I'm tired, but you know, it's just Vegas, man. I'm not going to get into the details of what I did out there, of all the things I did. I just gave you a little snippet, okay. I'm not going to tell you everything I did. You know, got to keep some stuff close to the chest because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Damn it. Going back next month, probably. But Vegas was cool, and then like I said, just been laying low. Before I move on, I gotta say, if you're a Tupac fan, which I hope you are, if you're listening, if you're a scratcher, I'm running with that now. If you're a scratcher, I hope you, love Tupac. But you know, so when I work out, I was the other day, I was like, man, I don't have any Tupac, because I gotta listen to music when I work out. It's the only thing that gets me pumped. I was like, I don't have any like I was like, Tupac doesn't really have any good workout songs. And look, before you kill me, you're gonna be like, what, Ambitious as a Writer? Yeah, Hard Tough, one of my favorite Tupac songs, but it doesn't really get me going when I'm working out for some reason. For that, it's just me. And so honestly, I can't think of too many other songs that Tupac has that are good workout songs. But boy, oh boy, was I sleeping, because I was riding in the car the other day on the way to the gym, just had my music on shuffle. And you know what came on?
The blind stares of a million pairs of eyes, looking hard but won't realize that they will never see the pee.
Can't See Me by Tupac. If this song doesn't get you pumped up for a workout, just listen, we're gonna listen to the first verse in the hook. Tell me this doesn't get you pumped.
I see my enemy defeated. I kept it while they coked up and weeded up the flop. See me in flesh and test to get your chest blown.
Oh man, I'm ready to work out right now.
Is you a friend or foe? Nigga, you ain't know. I'm seeing money, but baby, I got to get more. But I ain't stopping till I'm well paid. Bills paid now, nigga, look what hell made. Put the thug life on the ride until I die. And when I'm rolling by, niggas can't see me. Oh,
you can't tell me. You can't tell me that doesn't get you going. You can't see me. I mean, and Tupac's just angry in that song. Yeah, I'm just going to say it. He's just angry. The whole song, he's just mad. Yeah, that. So from now on, that's my first song I play when I work out. That right there, woo! I'm sweating already just thinking about it. Okay, that was random. But yeah, I just had to get that off my chest. So what's going on in the world? Man, okay, I'm out of me. I don't want to talk about it, but we have to at least touch around the topic. So former President Donnie, has finally been indicted. I don't know what that means. Okay, we don't know. I think the charges are still sealed until next week, I believe. I don't know. So we don't know exactly what he's being charged for. Apparently, I'm sure it has to do something with some fraud, or what was it? I don't know. I forget. Something with mishandling of funds, campaign money. I don't know. But apparently, that's one of the charges, supposedly. But yeah. Apparently, Donnie Pants. That's what I call. I like to call him Donnie Pants. I don't know where I got that from, but it stuck with me. Donnie Pants. He's apparently next week going to have to turn himself in, take a mugshot, and so next week and all that stuff. So next week's going to be crazy. Buckle up. And it's all happening in New York. Who could have thought that? You know, you couldn't pick a better place. I think it's going to be madness tomorrow, because you know how his supporters are, the Trumpsters. Everyone has their little clique name. Trumpsters, Taylor Swift got Swifters, I got Scratchers. But then you got the Trumpsters. The MAGAs. I'm pretty sure they're going to be turning New York upside down. I mean, it's going to be a hectic event for sure. It's going to be a spectacle. I'm here for it. So I haven't watched the news a lot since he left office, but I will be. He must see TV. I give him that. Good or bad, he is must see TV. And ratings will be up next week on MSNBC, Fox News, CNN. Oh yeah, everyone's gonna be tuned in. This has never happened in American history. A former president being charged with crimes. Former president being indicted. We're living in history right now. It's never been done. So we'll see where that goes. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. Is he going to go to jail or anything like that? I doubt it. I think this is all, a lot of this is for show anyway, you know. And maybe they do want to make an example out of him to show that no one's above the law, right? I get it, this is how you know the deep state. This is how you know they really don't like Donald Trump. And if I was him, I would just go sit down somewhere. Donnie, just go to Mar-a-Lago. Just lock yourself in Mar-a-Lago. Stop hopping around campaigning and all this other stuff. You know what's crazy? Every time, because last week he announced he was going to go to jail. He said, last week he's like, they're arresting me this week. Nothing happened. But just off that alone, he raised like millions of dollars. So I'm sure he's about to raise a lot more money. You people stop giving people money. Man, I swear to God, people just send people money for anything. Send me some money. Well, where's my cash at? What's my cash? I'm just going to put it out there. Okay? I know that's right. What's my cash at? Where's that? Where's it at? Here we go. See, my cash app is. I don't know what my cash app is. Huh. Will someone tell me what my, okay, here we go. $ original T Berry. That's my cash app. If you want to support the program, if you want to support this show, you will send money or cash app. You will send money to my cash app. It's $ original T as in Tom Berry, B-E-R-R-Y. I'm going to say that one more time. $ original, spell it out, original, T as in Tom, Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, All one word. Okay? But yeah, the people just in Donnie pants. All kinds of money. So I'm sure he's going to raise some more money there. So, but like I said, yeah, Donnie pants, he should just sit in Mar-a-Lago, his place in Florida, and just eat some Jell-O. You know, watch some soap operas, because all he likes the drama. So just watch a soap opera, watch Days of Our Lives. You know, Young and the Restless. Did they make All My Children? Whatever. I don't even know they still make these shows. Okay, if they do, they need to stop. if they do, they need to stop. But just watch the soap opera. Just relax, man. What are you doing? What, Donnie Pants, what are you doing, man? What is the goal here? I know it's not to make America great again, because you're doing a bad job at it, okay? At this point, I think we can conclude he's not making it great. Can we conclude that? Donnie Pants is not making America great at all. He has the last four years to just prove it, okay? His whole 2017 to 2020 run. We see it. Now he's getting indicted. Now you got to put in handcuffs. I don't know if they're going to put him in handcuffs. He still is a former president. But he got to take a mugshot. You got to admit, that's kind of embarrassing. Out of all the presidents in U.S. history, this is going to be your legacy. Damn. I didn't think of it that way, though. Now this is going to be his legacy now. He's going to have to be the guy, the president, who ended up having to get indicted and be the only president that's ever had that happen to him. They really don't like you, Donnie. They treat you like a nigga. Okay, apologize. I didn't mean to offend my scratchers. Sorry. Take that back. So yeah, look, like I said, we'll see. We'll see how it goes next week. I'm sure I'll be here to report what happened. I'm sure of it. Oh man, what else is happening? In other news. I don't really want to talk about it, you know, but we have to. Another school shooting happened this week, and this is how you know we're all just getting numb to it, because I almost forgot about it. I wasn't even paying attention to it, to be honest with you, most when it happened. I was like, what? Usually when something like that happens, you're like, oh my God, what happened? You know, you turn on the news, you see what's going on, you check in with your family, like, do you hear about this? Maybe your friends, like, oh my God, it's a school shooting. I didn't even, I mean, no disrespect, but I was like, whatever, anyways. When I heard about it, I'm like, all right, whatever. Like, what am I supposed to do? Right? What am I supposed to, what are we supposed to do at this point? So yeah, another school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. I don't know the suspect's name, but apparently there were it was a transgender. Nothing against the transgenders or the LGBTQ plus stuff. I think it was. I'm not diving deep into this story, but apparently, I think it was a woman transitioning to a man or transitioning to a man, and she went and shot up an element. She was 28 years old. Don't know her name, whatever. It was an elementary school, and she shot and killed 3 9-year-olds. And I think three adults were killed as well. Like, and apparently, like, don't take me at my word for it, but this is what I heard. Apparently she was mad because she had to leave the school, or she had to transfer schools or something for religious reasons or something back in the day. She's 28, so this is 20 years ago. And she comes back and shoots it up. What is? Make it make sense. You griping over something that happened to you when you was a child at 8 years old, 8 or 10. Like, what? What is wrong with the? That was like I said. I honestly don't know what to say most of the time. I really don't. I mean, that's just terrible. 9-year-olds. So now elementary schools aren't even safe. So the debate is, what do we do? How do we overcome this or fix this issue? I've heard people say give the teachers guns. I think that's a bad idea. I think putting more guns in the equation is not going to help. I don't think that's going to end well. You know, I don't think you can solve the problem with more guns. I do think, and I know we have the money to do, I think all schools need private security across the board. That's where we're at in America. They need metal detectors and private security. That's it. It's got to be like trying to get into the club, going to schools now, which is sad. But what else do you do? Right? I don't know what else you can do. But that's the only solution that makes sense to me. Obviously, we need to do something with the gun laws. People should not be able to just purchase military type weapons. Okay, it's crazy. What are we doing? Okay, what kind of world are we living in? You know, why do you need an AR-15 in America? I mean, right now it looks like you do. Yeah, I mean, but you shouldn't be able to purchase that. And so I'm sure there's other solutions out there that probably could work better, but I think we got to start with. Look, if we could send $20 billion to Ukraine, we should be able to provide security for our schools in America. What do you think? Then, I mean, it's a no-brainer. Okay, then it's not rocket science. Okay, if we can send billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine to help them fight a war that I don't know what that has to do with us, then we should by all means be able to. Look, you should by all means be able to protect our kids in schools. I mean. And like, I mean, look, if I had a child, I don't know if I would put my child in school. I don't know how comfortable I would be with putting my child in a public school in 2023 in this day and age with the way things are. I don't know. I would literally be nervous, every day they went to school, like, oh my God, like, whoa, like, okay, text me every hour and let me know if anything's going on. If there's so much as a fight, I'm coming to get you. You know what I mean? I mean, because you just don't know. I mean, here in Oakland, they got people stabbing people, shooting people in schools, in high schools. You know what I mean? So, it's strange times. We live in a very, very eerie time in America. So, yeah. I also think it's a mental health issue. That's part of it as well. I think a lot of people, kids, these teenagers, they have not been, they need counseling. They need some type of a release, protection, counseling. I mean, because look, we all know growing up and going to school was, look, I mean, kids were mean. We were mean in school when we went to school. We pick on each other, all that stuff. And some people can't handle it that well. Or handle it at all. And they react to it however they see fit, you know. That might be picking up a gun and going back to school blasting people. You know, I mean, we don't know. So, I mean, especially, look, in my day, you know, in the 19th century, you know, before social media, we didn't have to worry about, you know, online bullying, I'm not gonna lie, that would be tough for any generation to deal with. If it's bad enough you get picked on and bullied at school, but then, you know, some people might take that, some people might take that online, and now you got likes and people making comments about you. That's tough. So I don't think we talk enough about those type of things, because it is a different world. And I think what we're witnessing now is, we're using a lot of old school tactics in this new world, and it's just not working. We got to do something to catch up with the times, and you know, come up with new solutions and new ways of dealing with things, because the old way ain't working no more. It ain't working. I mean, I think I saw somewhere where we've had 200 mass shootings already this year. I'm like, whoa. You know what I mean? Already? That's crazy. It's crazy, and like I said, it's and we're in April, so Yeah, there's really nothing else to say about that topic. Sorry to, you know, put on such a damper on things, but that's the world we live in right now. That's the world we live in. Oh, man. Okay, before I get out of here, let's see what else. Well, first of all, shout out to The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, DJ Envy, and, you know, and even Angela Yee. You know, shout out to all of them. But and Breakfast Club is a morning TV show. They come on every day, Monday through Friday. But it just got announced that they will be they struck a deal with BET, and they will be on BET at 9 a.m. starting April 17th, which is, I think it's great. I think it's huge. I mean, because before you can only, like since a radio show, you can only listen to it on the iHeartRadio app, or you can sometimes listen to it on YouTube or whatever. But now it's going to be on BET, so, you know, that's great. So now I can just wake up in the morning and turn on the BET and watch them. So, like I said, shout out to Charlamagne and congratulations to DJ Envy and them. And yeah, so that's I think it's kind of sad. I mean, look, honestly, haven't watched BET. I haven't watched BET probably since the 106 and Park days. You know, Free and AJ. Yeah, if you scratchers out there, if you're old enough, you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, no, I haven't, and that was like, I'm talking, that's like early 2000s, like 2003. You know what I mean? That's probably the last time I went to BET to watch anything other than the BET Awards, which has been trash lately. So now I have a legit reason to watch BET. I'm sure their ratings are going to skyrocket their viewership. So yeah, no, felt like I should share that with you guys. So that might do it this week. Weekend plans this weekend. I do want to go see John Wick 4. Okay, very excited about that. Haven't seen it yet, but I'm gonna try to go see that this weekend. One of my friends, they already saw it, and I was like, hey, just tell me. Don't spoil anything. Just tell me if there's gonna be another one. He was like, yeah, it's gonna be another. I was like, yeah. I'm definitely gonna. I mean, shout out to Keanu Reeves. He's like, he could do this John Wick 10 if he can go all the way to 10 for all I care. Shoot, just keep kicking ass and shooting. Well, I'm not gonna say shooting people. We live in a very violent world already. But yeah, shout out to Keanu Reeves. Yeah, John Wick 4. So yeah, I'm planning to see that this week. I still need to see Creed 3. Haven't seen that one. Yeah, I just haven't been to movies. I'll be honest. Haven't seen that yet. But you know, speaking of Creed 3, Jonathan Mayer, that was his name, whatever, Michael B. Jordan's co-star in Creed 3. Apparently he got into it over the weekend with his girl, had to get a police called. Apparently there was a tussle, and then he called the police, and then he had to go to jail. No charges filed, but apparently he abused, apparently he hit her. Or something. We don't know. She has some marks and some bruises and stuff. Man, fellas, I keep telling y'all, be careful, man. Your emotions. Not that it's his fault, but I'm just saying. Your emotions and her emotions. Woo! Be safe out there, bro. I'm serious, guys. I'm not joking right now. This is my favorite. You know why? You know I'm not joking? Because of this. I gotta play this. This is from Corey Holcomb's podcast show, 5150. Yeah, shout out to Corey Holcomb too. Shout out to the 5150 podcast. But this wasn't the most recent podcast, but it's from like a couple weeks ago. But he said this. Let me find it. They better still be on here.
Women, in my opinion, have lost their motherfucking mind.
That's it. That's all I gotta say.
Women, in my opinion, have lost their motherfucking mind. Like, ever since they've gotten freedom to do things, and their freedom comes from wicked people.
It would make more sense in context. You gotta listen to it, but yeah, that's my quote of the year right there.
Women, in my opinion, have lost their motherfucking mind.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Oh man, but yeah, so yeah, be careful out there, fellas. Otherwise, because I mean, he I don't think he's received that much backlash for yet. You know, we still haven't got all the details for it, but he had a commercial with the Army. I remember seeing it, and they pulled it. So we don't know what happened, but he's already being affected by what the altercation he had with his girl, you know, I put that in quotes, girlfriend, whatever she is. Cause now look what she did. Look what you did. I didn't call the police, had to tussle with you, and I end up going to jail. It's crazy out here, fellas. Y'all be safe. Y'all be safe. Man, I'm telling you, I'm not joking. it's real life out here. You can end up losing it all. You saw, I mean, it doesn't exactly relate, but you saw what happened to John Morant. Okay? Yeah, you got to operate like you walking on thin ice out here, fellas, with everything you do, because you don't know who's watching. You don't know who's recording. You don't know who's trying to wait. You don't know who's waiting for you to fail. You don't know. You just don't know. Okay? That's the message out here. That's the moral of the story here. What? Act like you're walking on thin ice in 2023. I don't care what they say. I don't care. They say, man, I do what I want to do. Oh, yeah. Them people like that, you walk away from them. Okay? I ain't saying I'm walking out here with my head on a swivel, but hey, man, look. They watching. That's how I'm moving around. Like, oh, yeah. They're watching. Oh, man. I think that's going to have to do it for me, man. I think that's going to do it for me, man. As always, appreciate you guys for tuning in. Hopefully, you will hear from me next week, okay? And tomorrow's April Fool's, so no funny business out there, guys and gals, okay? Start Fist Podcast. Troy Williams, I'm out.